A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends in Christ, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, today is first Saturday of the month of March, and also the last Saturday before we step into the season of Lent. It's very important that as we prepare for Lent, we also seek the intercession of our Blessed Mother to accompany us on this journey. Today in the Gospel, we heard the teachings of Jesus Christ regarding the kingdom of God and those who will attain that kingdom of God. I think it's very important we put this gospel into a perspective. So during that time when Jesus was on earth, as a rabbi, what people do, especially mothers, what they do is when their kids are celebrating their birthdays, they will always bring their children to the synagogue so that the rabbis will pray for them and bless them. And Jesus, as we know, was a great rabbi. And during that time, each time he comes to teach in the synagogue, a lot of mothers will bring their kids so that the kids will receive blessings from Jesus. So on one occasion, the disciples of Jesus weren't comfortable with children running around their master, and they tried, you know, to ask them to stay by the side. But Jesus stepped up and made them to realize, no, that they should allow little children to come closer to him to receive blessings. And he taught a lesson with his action. So what Jesus really meant was, when you look at a child, you see how vulnerable and how innocent little kids are. For example, a child would depend on the mother. Whatever food the mother gives the child will eat. Whatever thing the mother tells the child will do that. A mother can spank a child now. In the next 2 minutes, that child will begin to smile and he's happy. So in the heart or the mind of the child, there is this innocence. There is this vulnerability. They can easily forgive and forget. So Jesus reminds us today that if we really want to attain the kingdom of God, we have to be as innocent as little kids, as forgiving as little kids, as lovable as little kids. So we have to believe in the teachings of Jesus and not trying to argue, oh, why this, why that? Because when we allow our human aspect to overtake us, we cannot really please God. When we allow our natural inclinations to define us, we cannot please God. So our life should be, is this what God wants me to do? Is here where God wants me to be? And not, oh, I will do it by my own way. When we try to do things by our own way, there is a tendency that our own way may not align with the way of God. And if we cannot align ourselves with His own way, then we are far away from His kingdom. But if we are able to say, oh, this is what God is telling me today, I will do it. If we are able to say, oh, Jesus has told me that I should forgive those who must have offended me, and I will do that, and we go ahead and forgive, that is aligning our own way to the word of Christ, then the kingdom of God awaits us. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us have this in our minds as we prepare for the season of Lent. Let us realize that we have to be as innocent, as forgiven, as little kids. If we are ready to do that, then the kingdom of God is for us. And I believe each and every one of us, that is our desire, that is our goal, to share in His divinity. Let us pray this Mass for the grace to always listen to Him and to allow Him to transform our lives. Amen.